and welcome to the 45th episode of Brawl Stars with Sauce and Ben. We haven't uploaded in a week because on the weekend, we had our friends over for a fire on Saturday, and Sunday was Mother's Day, so we didn't make a podcast then. And we didn't make it yesterday night because you were out somewhere, I don't know where, and I had to put my sister to bed.
No, we also didn't have an episode made yet.
Oh, yeah, that too. But today we got a beefy episode. We put all of the brawlers into a solo shot and tier list. Disclaimer, though, this is mostly based off like 650 or 700 plus showdown. But I will say, like, if, like, let's say we might have a brawler in D tier, but they're actually insanely good at low trophies or something, I'll say that.
And just so you know, if you're like really low down, this is probably pretty inaccurate.
Well, I mean, if you're under like rank 10, you can pretty much get first every single time. So
if you're good. But
I mean, if you know how the game works, because you're mostly against bots. But if you can't do that, then I'm sad for you. But I guess we'll just be starting off. We bought a skin each 2 days ago. Because if you didn't know, there were 3 skins on sale in the shop. First one was Evil Gene. It had a 50 gem discount. Second one was Nightwish Mortis. It had a 100 gem discount, so it was only 50 gems. Last one was Hog Rider Carl. It had a 50 gem discount, so it was only 30 gems. So you got Hog Rider Carl, and I got Nightwish Mortis.
And Nightwish Mortis looks bad, so
it looks decent. It looks good in game, but it looks bad in the lobby, and it's got cool effects.
And
so
Hog Rider Carl just looks good everywhere, so 30 gems?
And you get to see
that.
Carl's legs, so.
Yes, it's kind of horrifying or miniature.
And I will be 2 gems away from buying the next Brawl Pass immediately, so that's pretty cool.
I will be 0 gems away. I'll be negative, like, 8 gems away or something.
Alright, yeah, but I think we should get into the tier list. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or you have an iPhone or a Mac or something, Apple, leave a review. We have one. I don't know if we said it yet, but it's
Banana!
So the title is Go. It's by Yurtedo. It's a 5-star review. And the words are banana.
They're godly. This is our best review. We got a 5-star review by this. Go!
We have 7 5-star ratings also. So that's nice. And also check out our YouTube, Brawl Stars with Sauce and Ben.
We love it
Brawl
if you
Stars
subscribe so
you
can get 4,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we hit
and make
20
money.
Subscribers like last week. But I think we'll start off with the D- tier, because supposedly you think Dynamike is actually good in Showdown.
No, I don't think he's good. I just think he's not D-.
He should be F. But you were like, oh no, he's actually good. And I was like, why? And you're like, I'm not telling you, it's obvious.
No, I didn't say that. I said, if you can hit your shots, he can.
So if you're like 3 players, then he's good.
Hmm?
If you're like 1 of 3 players, then he's good. Okay.
So it's impossible
once you're,
to hit
once you're above, once you're above 500 trophies, people know how to dodge most of the time.
Okay.
And they don't just go, whoa, I'm gonna run at you.
So the point is, don't get a rank 25 Dynamike, because that
is
impossible.
You can do it in heist, because you can hit the heist safe, because it's still. Yeah, but Dynamike sucks. You can't hit his shots. He sucks if someone gets on top of him. That's it. D tier, we have 5 brawlers, and those are Poco. I'll describe it first. Poco, he does not have the DPS to win in Showdown, but if you do have Screeching Solo and it's like a Spike or a Byron or something, you can win. But
yes, and, I mean, you could just, if it's a bunch of low health brawlers, you can just slowly gather cubes and then just one shot the last.
But it takes like 7 shots to get a box, so
yeah,
I wouldn't advise playing Poco.
And then next
Showdown
is Piper. Usually, if you're shooting from far away, it's gonna break really quickly, but then someone's just gonna be like,
you're
snag
a box, right?
Yes,
yeah, so she cannot get boxes because people just steal the cubes because she has to be so far away.
But if she's close up, she's just worse than
Poco. She takes her so long
500 damage.
And also, just in general, she's not made for Showdown. She's made as like a sniper type brawler, and that's not really fit into Showdown. She's good on like one map, Forsaken Falls, but other than that,
she can be good in Cavern Churn, but Mortis is annoying.
How is she good in Cavern Churn?
You can hide in this little part of the big, massive bush and just snipe literally everywhere. I played it today. Okay.
Cavern Churn wasn't out today.
Oh, not Cavern Churn! I'm sorry, I forgot the name of it.
Island Invasion?
Mm-mm. Island Invasion should be so bad. There's tanks everywhere. There's bushes.
So
the one with the big strip of Dark Passage. I'm sorry, I don't know words.
Oh, yeah, I guess those 2 maps. But everywhere else she sucks so bad. And then you don't like this one. It's Sandy. It's just because he doesn't have that good range and he cannot deal with tanks, and tanks are the best in Showdown right now. Well, most of them.
And tank counters.
And he's bad against tanks. He does have a decent matchup against Mortis, though, and Mortis can be really good against in some Showdown matches and can really suck in Eithers. Eithers.
It just reloads slightly better, and his damage is slightly better. So.
Yeah, but if Mortis has his super, then he wins.
Yeah.
And then next up is Mr. P. So, again, he's not made for this because you can just charge him, and then unless you have like less than 5,000 health, you're going to die.
Or if you just run into
his shots. And his super is not very helpful. It can be slightly annoying. Only for him to win is if he gets a million power cubes.
Which is hard to do.
Rounding off the D tier is Colonel Ruffs. So, Colonel Ruffs, the reason why he's good in 3v3 is because of his upgrades, but he can only upgrade himself in Showdown, and he's not very good. His just base stats aren't good. Like, he used to be able to burst people, but he doesn't have that anymore, so.
And then C tier. So, Colt, kind of like a Dynamite, but you still can hit some shots, and you can destruct boxes, so get high damage. And also, just, the super can be really good.
I mean, it just takes him a while to deal the damage. Yeah. So, like, usually people who are good in Showdown either have, like, a burst mechanic or, I don't know, something special. But Cole doesn't really have that. Next up is Bull. So I think Bull should be a little bit higher, but I don't know. It's just in low trophies, he sucks so bad. Unless you're, like, in really low trophies. But Bull, I mean, he just gets picked on. Yeah.
We dislike.
Next up is Barley. So Barley, I mean, just throwers aren't usually good in Showdown at all. So, yeah, Barley's a thrower. And his slow gadget, usually if someone gets on top of you, it's not going to help that much. Unless they're just running at you. But, like, if they're, like, an edger and they're jumping on you or something like that, then it's not really going to help.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what you meant when they got on top of you. I thought you meant, like, they came right behind you.
Yeah. Next up is Penny, because her turret isn't that helpful. But she can get boxes really quickly if they're together, so that's why she's not in, like, F tier.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can use her turret to blow up stuff, so her super is just basically, like, half of a dynamite bomb if you have the blow-up gadget.
And then next up is Jean.
His pulling in can be good.
Yeah, his pulling in can be good if they're lower health, but then you could also just be kamikaze, which is suicide.
And, I mean, you don't really have teammates to kill people with you.
Yeah.
Maybe he should be in B, because he can be really good against some rollers, but
yeah, and his chip damage is also annoying, which is good.
Yeah, it can stop you from healing.
Yeah.
Next up is Sprout. Again, a thrower. He can literally do nothing if someone gets on top of him, because it is you just can't hit shots with him if someone's on top of you. I don't know what that noise was, and I don't want to know.
Laughing.
But he is pretty good against some rollers, and his wall can, like, trap people in the smoke and whatever, so he's decent.
And then Lou, he just usually, his freeze mechanic, it's not very good, because he doesn't do very much damage, so if you get frozen, it's still not very likely that you're going to die. Actually, no.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, but usually you don't get frozen.
Usually you just die before you get frozen, so. I mean, I guess Lou is a better, but his super, it doesn't really have that much utility unless it's, like, a 1v1. Unless it's, like, Showdown and there's, like, a bunch of walls around. I don't know. It's not that useful. And next up is Belle. So her super can be really annoying, because if you get marked with it, you're basically guaranteed to
perish.
Die pretty soon. But other than that, she's not that good. She is good against teamers, though, because she can just shoot one of them and then it just bounces around, but they can just spread apart and then come back together, so. Yep. Alright, moving on to B tier. This one's the biggest, obviously, because it's the middle of the stuff.
Equivalent.
Starting off will be Nita. So Nita, she would used to be in, like, bottom, but then she got her Bear Claws gadget, and she was, like, really, really good for a while. But then they nerfed it, and then they buffed it again, but it's not as good as it used to be. But it can be really strong if you land the Bear Paws, especially if you have Hyper Bear, because then you can just melt someone. And, I mean, her damage is okay. Like, you can three-shot, like...
When I first got her, I was like, she's so bad at killing Wog, because she did, like, 800 damage, and I was like, eh.
I had my Nita at level 5 for forever, so she'd do, like, 900 damage to bosses. I had my Nita at
level 8.
Yeah.
So good.
Next up is Jessie, similar to Nita. Her turret's, like, she's just not really built for Showdown. But yeah, again, her super can come in handy. If you get the slow, and it can be pretty helpful.
Because the key to dodging Jessie is
she has moving, slow shots.
Is moving and
really?
No, I mean dodging Jessie turret. Is moving. Because
and if you get slowed down, it doesn't work.
It's hard to move.
Next up is Brock. So,
slow bullets.
I mean that's not the biggest thing in play, but it's mostly just mind. Like his lower health, because like I feel like he's better close up than he like should be. He's like Piper, but you can play him long range or close range. But I mean his big rocket gadget can come in handy. His jumping away gadget can be good if someone gets on top of him.
Yeah, that's the one I like better because it's the one I have.
I use it if I'm getting annoyed by edgers, but other than that, I use the other one. Next up is Bo. So Bo is just completely average. So
yeah,
that's why he's in B tier. I mean, like, with his vision, he can be really strong in like 3 maps.
Yes, and then next up is Mortis. So he's not
depends on who you're going up against.
He's not meant for going for kills because tanks are.
He is for good going right for now. Kills.
No,
just not against tanks.
Yeah, and tanks are big right now.
They're big. Whoa.
They're used. So
they're good.
He's better for just playing it safe and getting like 4th or above.
Yeah, and you can snag some power cubes with him, like steal some power cubes. But he's not good for opening boxes, so.
Yaw.
Yeah. Next up is Rico. So Rico's just like a better Colt because he's really good on some maps. So he can just bounce his shots like Cavern Churn, for example. You can just stick around the outside and boing, boing, boing.
Yeah. Also, it's just as likely to hit as many shots, but it also gets over as quickly.
Yeah.
So quicker, so you can shoot.
Because he only shoots 5 bullets, Colt shoots 6. And Rico, he can also chain his supers easier. And also his gadget can be pretty good if like an edger jumps on him.
Also, a super can do insane damage.
Yeah. Next up is Fronk. So Fronk, he's S tier, high trophies, like above like 750. Because when you're teaming, like everyone wants to team with a Frank, like can just charge a super off him. And then near the end, he can just stun everyone and win. But if you're not at like 700 trophies or higher, Frank just
bad.
Just everyone just targets him immediately and kills him.
Yeah.
So yeah, he sucks there. Yes. So we put him in B tier in the middle.
And then also another B tier is Tick. Annoying, not very high damage.
He used to be like F- in Showdown, but then he got his new gadget.
Yeah.
So.
But he was really annoying, so you could just bush camp and like slowly annoy people to death.
And he is really strong on the closed in maps like Skull Creek and Cavern Shop.
Yeah.
Excuse
Cavern
me.
Cavern Churn.
Alright, next up is Apit. So
slow.
I mean, he does have good range, damage, health. And you could easily make a case for being higher than this, but it's just that sometimes he gets really picked on for his speed, like, because. Okay. You can just easily get your super off him because he's high health.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really want to team with him because he can burst you down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Especially with his turret. And I mean, he can be pretty strong sometimes. And he used to be completely insane with extra life, but not as good now. Another case like extra life with Bia. She
was S tier.
I think she'd be like B plus tier.
No, she was A tier before.
No, like right now she's like B plus tier. Like, tanks are meta, and she's pretty good against tanks because she got a big damage, and she also has her gadget and her super to slow people down.
She used to have Honeycomb, which was so good.
I mean, Honeycoat.
I don't like how they changed the name.
Next up is Jackie. So, Jackie, she's a tank, and tanks are good, but she's bad against tanks, so.
She's bad.
Yeah.
And then Gale.
Yeah, the
medium. Next up's Gale, good against tanks, but still not very good.
He sucks
good.
Pretty much against everyone else.
I mean, if he's, like, up close to, like, a Colt or something, just death. For
I mean, pretty much if anyone's up close to a Colt, the Colt's dead.
Yeah.
That's just like a Sprout.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
No ammo.
He's up close to like a Byron.
Alright, next up is Nanny. So Nanny can be extremely powerful in Showdown, but you can't really make use of the head because you don't want to be using autofocus because then someone can just find you and be like, oh, you don't have a shield to die. But so you kind of have to use Tempered Steel, but then you can't get kills with your super really. But it can be pretty nice because you like someone's like trying to kill you behind a wall or something. You can just quick fire your super, it blows up the wall, hits them, and then you can auto aim. And yeah, I mean, it's just hard to hit the shots. Next up is Colette. So Colette, she's extremely good in 1v1s, but she's really bad against multiple people. So
To me,
if there weren't teaming, she'd be insane, but there is,
Colette's
so.
like a D tier, but that's just because I'm bad at her and her
You're bad.
gadget. But
And Pusher makes her way better
yeah,
in Showdown.
but also she's just good, but I'm just not good with her.
Yeah. All right, rounding off B tier is going to be Byron. I got him
Brian.
like a week ago or something like that.
Yeah, watch her YouTube
And
channel.
he's way more fun than Belle. I hate Belle.
Belle's bad.
And I'm just not even good with Belle. But Byron's fun. And also, like, he's sort of like Crow, like the poison. But he doesn't have like a overpowered super like Crow.
Wait, I just realized something.
What?
Byron and Belle both have glasses. Byron and Belle both have the
B.
triangular eyeglasses.
Hey,
Byron and Belle, they both have white hair.
wait. Brock, Bell, Byron—they're all sharpshooters, and they all start with a B.
So
And
that's
Bia, that starts with a B too. Oh, but Piper doesn't. Who else is a
Viper.
sharpshooter?
Cole
Byron,
Reagan.
Brock, Bia, Bell. That's
Byron,
kind of
Brock,
cool.
Bia, Bell. Eaton, Chenzo,
All
Blub.
right, all right. We're gonna start A tier now. So first off is Shelly, and you might be surprised, but Shelly is insane against tanks. She is a pro bush camper. And a lot of
Yaw.
Showdown maps, they have some spot where there's bushes. And
Wow.
yeah, I mean like well populated. Usually the middle has bushes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Forsaken
And yeah,
foam.
Shelly is pretty good. Next up is Spook. Spike is just he got the big damage and he can beat tanks. And I don't know. I feel like even if he's right beside a tank, he can beat them just because you hit the gadget, spam auto aim. Like, I've honestly beat a bull in a bush.
Whoa.
So, spooky
And
book.
then next up is Pamela. You can hit like at least a shot,
She's
so you
like
get
8-bit, but you don't get bullied.
you at least get to hit a shot every time you shoot.
Yeah.
So eventually your super will be gotten. You can just rush in
Well,
and plop it down. And if it's against a Penny, then you're probably gonna die.
I mean,
Or
Penny's
you.
bad in Showdown, so. And you can just beat her without your turret.
Yeah, that also works.
All
Or you can
right.
just walk in front of your
Next
turret.
up is Daryl. So he's like a better version of Bull because he gets a super really easily, and he can. I'm saying it again. This won't be the last time you hear me say it. He should be called Rolling Assassin because all the assassins you play them where you get your super then you kill. Like who is the first? Crow. You get a super, you yeet on someone, kill him. Leon. You get your super, go invisible, kill him. Edric. You get your super, go invisible, get your super, yeet on someone, kill him. Mortis. Charge up your super like by dashing in and out, then you. Go on to someone, use your super, kill him. And then finally, Stu. You dash around with your super a ton.
Until you get up to them and then they can't shoot.
Or, I mean, you just are sort of in the range and then you
Whoa.
Yeah, but Daryl, he can just get his super and kill people. Big brain boy. And then next up is Leon. So Leon would be S tier, but he sucks against teamers because he sucks against multiple people. But he's just insanely powerful. Anywhere where there's no teaming. And next up is Carl.
Yes, he can be very insane against walls, just like death
And except the
instantaneously.
thing is his flying hook gadget, he can just yeet onto people and super them. And also he's sort of like Pam, like it's pretty easy to hit his shots. Yeah. And with Protective Pirouette, he can super on a tank, so.
And also, he just is nice feeling now that his
And he's got
length
big
is back.
health.
Now that his range is back, he's so
Yeah, I'm glad they did that.
smooth.
I sort of feel like the range nerf sort of helped in some Showdown maps because, like, if you're close to someone, you basically have an improved reload speed. But he's better definitely now.
And next up is BB. She's just kind of good. She is buffed health with her.
And people like to team with her because of her
Yeah.
shield.
And then she can slap people around and stuff, which is fun.
Yeah, for example, like usually, when you're playing High Trophy Showdown and a bunch of people are teaming, and even if they're not teaming, it usually goes to a really small circle. Then with BB, you can just knock some people into the smoke and
And
they
they
take
take
damage.
2,000 damage.
Yeah.
And you just kill them.
Yeah. All right. Next up is M. So M's, she is a great tank counter and a teaming counter because she has a really wide shot spread and it goes through people. Also, with her super, she's good. And her first star power, the one where she deals extra damage the more hairspray clouds damage the more ticks it does,
Yes.
she can really wipe out some primos.
It'd be funny if it did like an extra 2% if a tick was in her comment or something. Also, I just want to say this as a comment. ICMs in safety center. That is something.
Cool.
Yeah, and then Amber is next. She's just good for killing people one at a time and solo shooting one person.
I feel like M's and Amber are really similar. Yeah. Like, I feel like their supers are both used for control and their main attacks are just used to melt people. And I mean, like, Amber, she's just, like, she's like Colette. Like, she's really good in 1v1s, but she can also deal with multiple people, and she's more scary, I feel. Unless you're Frank.
Wait.
Next up is Edger, yeah?
Who's the other person in the Mexican trio?
El Primo, Amber, and Poco.
Oh, Poco. I just forgot.
Poco's like the most Mexican of them all.
I know. I just... He's like... Well, Mexican wrestler.
All right. Next up is Edger. So, he's not the best against tanks, but if he quickly gets a bunch of cubes at the start of the game, then he can be decent. And he's also just... He can yeet onto anyone that's not a tank and kill them, unless they're a Surge, because Surge
also
can just teleport away.
If he keeps a super and gets on top of someone and they're a tank, you can just jump up and then they waste some ammo and then you kill them.
And you can just jump away. All right, rounding off the A tier is Stu. So usually he's S tier, but when there's teaming, he's not good against it. So
wait, I think I realize now, even though I've been calling Stu stupid man often, if I'm seeing one, I'm like, oh my god, there's stupid man, run. I realized because he's stupid because he like goes
a test
flying
dummy.
Off kicks and
cliffs
and stuff. And that's why he's stupid.
Yeah, but Stu is like really, really good in 1v1s, but he sucks against multiple people. So that's why he's an A tier, not S tier. All right. Starting off S tier, I'm going to say Crow. So Crow, okay. I mean, he can just whittle down people and kill them. His super is insane if someone gets on top of him or he wants to jump on someone. Like, for example, let's say a Primo is right next to Crow. Crow jumps up, deals like 1,000 damage, jumps down, deals like 2,000 damage, and then he can kill him. Mm-hmm. And also his extra damage dealing Star Power is really good. So is his shield, so is all of his abilities.
Yes.
Next up is...
Tara.
Yeah.
So teaming, she can just plunge them together. They might quick fire because they're scared and kill each other. And she can also just recharge her super by
Fry teaming, yeah.
Continuously slamming the... attack again.
Yeah, she's just really good in the end game. And she's like Jean, she can just like pull someone in and kill them. Yeah. But her super is more deadly, I think.
Yes.
I feel like it is. And it's easier to hit. Alright, next up is Rosa. At the end of the game, her shield is really, really powerful.
You can just rush into the thick of it.
Pop it, and then you're just like, haha. And also her bush scouting slowing damage dealing gadget. It's really strong any trophy level, because you can just, oh, you're chasing someone, oh, they go into a bush for a second, ha, get slowed, and then Rosa can just kill them.
And then next up is Maximatic, the speed child. So child. They can, Max can just charge our super, and that is good, because you can
it's really good for killing people.
And she's just well-rounded, too.
Yeah, great damage.
Yeah, pretty good health. Fast speed, fast reload speed,
yep.
4 reload speed.
And you can also use her zoom gadget to like tank a Shelly super or something.
Okay, which man do you want to say? And then I see the other one. You want to see that man?
I'll say El Primo.
Okay.
So El Primo, he's the best Showdown brawler because I'm sure if you have a brawler above 650, you've witnessed it, especially if you're playing Skull Creek. There's like 9 teaming primos. I've said like preeming Teemos before.
Priming Teemo.
And, they just charge the super off each other, and Primo, he's not that good lower down because you can't really get your super, but once you get your super with him, you're unstoppable because, oh, it's a person, ha, super on them, kill him, ha, you're dead.
Well, you pointed somewhere else in the room, and I thought when you said, it's a person, I thought someone walked into our room, and you're like, it's a person.
Oh, yeah, but El Primo, and also he's really good against other tanks because his super knocks him back. And also, like, for example, let's say he's fighting a bull. He can, like, keep the bull at the tip of his range. Bull's doing, like, 1,000 damage to him, but Primo's dealing 2,000. And then Primo can also use his super, knock the bull back. He has his yeet gadget, yeet the bull in the air. He's good. His only counter's, like, Shelly and other tank counters. So he's countered by tank counters.
Whoa!
Big brain.
So hard. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Another, I don't know, I want to say No, I don't want to say anything about Prima. You said a lot. So then next up is, I mean, what I qualify as second best in most of the time, just sometimes he's just not very good, is Surge. So he's a tank counter when he has a super because he can just slap them away and then kill them with his super.
Or he can teleport away and then slap them. I found out how to, what's it called? Beta Surge. So I like run forwards him. He uses super and I just fall back for a second and I'm like, ha.
And then you can just punch him.
Or it doesn't matter which, like whatever brawl I'm using. Like if I'm using Prima, I'll punch him. But if I'm using like, I don't know, ball, then I'll shotgun him.
And also if there's like some stupid barley on the other side of the wall, just teleport through.
Or death, just anyone that you can three shot.
Yeah, some stupid person on the other and side of the just, wall.
And also just, as always, his upgrades are so good. And you can get them really easily if you're teaming.
He's actually kind of sucky with those upgrades, but then teleporting just equals an upgrade usually.
And it's also just good for kills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and upgrading.
My splurge, I like him. He's too. My highest brawler. By the way, we're doing a YouTube video at some point in the future about our new skins, Nightwitch Mortis and Hog Rider Carl. Hopefully, I can get my Mortis to rank 25 during that video. He's only 20 trophies away.
And also, we're going to be doing it from my point of view, so you don't have to view the ugliness of white niche Mortis.
Oh, yeah. White niche Mortis. Yeah, but thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure to do all the things like YouTube and whatever and listen to our stuff and subscribe.
Yeah, but actually do that because we want money because Anchor doesn't give us money.
Because we're Canadian.
Yeah.
And shout out to you guys for waiting a week for an episode.
If you even listen to us anymore.
Yeah.
Probably just like, these people.
We can say where we think Squeak will be. I think Squeak will be
fat
C tier in Showdown because it takes a while for his things to explode. So he'll die and then he'll kill the person. Well,
he needs like a gadget that like bops instantly, him away. Yeah.
I think his second gadget should be he instantly blows up all his stuff. So it's like Tripwire, but it's worse because they're going to blow up automatically. They're going to hit the person anyways.
Yeah.
I think that'd be perfect for him. But it might make him better. Because I think, what's his, his other gadget's really weird.
His little gadget they need to replace, that's so, it doesn't make sense.
He just yeets.
It's like Gale's gadget, just like, why not jump in the air with this random launch pad that I can poop out?
That just doesn't make sense. El Primo's makes sense, because he's like a meteor dude.
Yeah, and he also can throw himself at people.
Wahoo! Yeah.
And like, the other ones have, like, names that make sense. Like, Bull's like this, like, ranch guy, and he's like, beef manly guy, and he's like, T-bone steak.
You call it T-bone steak, but it's called T-bone injector.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, dude, that stuff, and bye.
Oh.